Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sesheni Daf Yud in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, the Mil Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yud and Aleph, five lines from the top. Says the Gemara speaks about our Mishnah that said you're not allowed to take water and salt with my Sesheni. As for everything else, you could take. So the Gemara says there, Bekiva, the Choral Mesh is like a Bekiva. The Loik Rabbi Shmuel, but not like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Dorash, Rabbi Shmuel Dorash was, it says in the Pasuk, when a Sato HaKesef, give the money, whatever you desire. And that's a klal, that's the rule. Meaning you can buy whatever you want. That's including that in that sentence. Babokor, batsoin, bayayin, basheicher. Now we have a list. We're talking about cattle, sheep, wine, beer. That's prat, that's details. Uvichol asher tish'alcho nafshecho, whatever your nefesh desires, again, are klal acher, that's another klal. Klal uprat uklal, that's the rule in Shas, in general. When I have a generic term, then details, then generic. So the din is, yet adan elekena prat. You learn everything similar to the details. Learn malecho. Ma prat mefurish. What is the prat telling me? Dovashu vlad vlodois haaretz. Something that grows from the ground. Af elia dovashu vlad vlodois haaretz. It's be saying growing from the ground, as Reb Chaim points out, regarding this din, that we're considering animals to be growing from the ground as well, because they nurture from the ground. Rabbi Kiva, Mefarish, Rabbi Kiva has a different way to explain it. Ma'aprat Mefarish Devoshu Pri, Vivlad Pri, Umachshire Pri. I mean, Pri over here means a food item. Vlad Pri, it comes from, it's born from another fruit. Umachshire Pri, that it can be added to other food to give it taste, adds taste to other food. Af Ainli El Devoshu Pri, Vlad Pri, Umachshire Pri. So anything similar to these three conditions can be, that has these three conditions, that will be something you can buy with my sashimi. My not thinking been here. What's enough community between these two pshatim? Dogim v'chagovim k'mei mupitrius. Fish, locust, and different types of mushrooms. Kerbekiva nikochim v'kesa meiser. According to Rekiva, you could buy these because fish and locusts are considered to be a fruit coming from a fruit, and they add it to as a taste to other fruits. What about k'mei mupitrius? What about mushrooms? So Reb Chaim explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, we need to have two out of the three conditions fulfilled, not all three. So k'mei mupitrius or pri, mean they're actual food, and you can add them as a taste to another dish. So even though they're not pri mupitrius, they don't grow from another fruit because they just grow from the air, they consider that's good enough. Other mafreshim would say that this gemara holds the k'mei mupitrius do nurture from other items in the field, and therefore they consider to be pri mupitrius as well. But Rabbi Shmuel ain't kochim. Rabbi Shmuel learns it has to be growing from the ground. They don't grow from the ground. Fish and locusts are not considered to be growing from the ground. They don't nurture from the ground like animals. And mushrooms grow from the air. They're not considered to be growing from the ground. So the Gemara Reb Chagai Masniso Omro. Reb Chagai takes away the word Cain. Masniso Omro she'ein mechalali mois ala peris berichuk mokum. Our Mishnah said if someone went and he did take money of Ma'aser She'ini, and exchange it for fruits. Say if it was b'shoigeg, just cancel it. If it was b'mezid, so then he has to go take it to Yerushalayim. Asher, you should not do that. Lechatchila, one should not do it. So that tells me, why can you do it? Because I'm not supposed to exchange money or ma'aser she'ini on fruits if you're outside of Yerushalayim. What you could do is, if you have fruits or ma'aser she'ini, you could be mechalo them on money. But once you did that chil, once the fruits were exchanged to money, to take the money and exchange it for fruits, that you should not do unless you are in Yerushalayim. Something when Amud Beis, Omro Kamei Ravino, Reb Chagai said in front of Ravino, Vekalsi, he gave him a shvach. Omro Kamei Ravirmio, Vekantri. He told Ravirmio did not like this pshat. Why not? Something when Vatrino, we're going to learn the Mishnah, Mois Yerushalayim, appears by Medina. If someone has money in Yerushalayim, he has fruits outside of Yerushalayim, he can exchange the money for these fruits. So you see, you could exchange for fruits which are outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Shani, you can answer that. Shehoyo, according to Gisa Reb Chaim, Echod Bamokrim. One of them was in a place, meaning the mois in Yerushalayim. If either the money is in Yerushalayim or the fruits in Yerushalayim, that's good enough. But if the money and the fruits are outside of Yerushalayim, then you don't exchange money for fruits. Says the Gemara, Kanofak Reb Chagai, Reb Chagai left, Ashkach Tani, found a brisa that says, Mois appears in Yerushalayim, Mois appears in Medina. if the money or the and the fruits are shalim, you can exchange the money for the fruits. Or in most of the present, you know, if the money and the fruits are outside of shalim, you can exchange it. So clearly, you could exchange it. Oh my, you have a shmir of yom yehadom milso yois kanti. If you use, you heard the bris, so he was right to be upset at me, not to be happy with my pshat. Boy machzabe. So Rav Chagai is thought to change his mind. Let's say you see from here, maybe that you could exchange the money my sashay to fruits as a Yerushalayim. Omer Zeiro loy tachso b'cho. Zeiro says, don't change your mind. Tomer ablozor der meir v'rabonim b'dmai. Habivadai loy. He's referring to a machlik as Rabonim Ramir have in Meseches Dmai. And there it says, when you take money and you exchange it for the fruits. And we talk about money, I'm not for sure my sashayni. Only do my sashayni, which means my sashayni, we're not sure if it's really my sashayni or not. So Rameir says you can exchange the money for the fruits as long as you can exchange the fruits back to money. And Chaim says you take the fruits and take them to Yerushalayim. So well, that's only by Dmai. That's when they both said you could take money of my sashayni Dmai and exchange it for fruits. But in Vada, you do not exchange money of my sashayni to fruits. So Zeiro is telling of Chagai that we're seeing from a blazer that our Mishnah tells you you're not allowed to exchange moist of my sashayni to fruits. But it says the more no. I mean, we have a different blazer that says there are mehi, that our Mishnah is like a mayor. Meaning our Mishnah that says don't exchange money for fruits is like a mayor, but my it says I don't like you exchanging money for fruits. If you did it, exchange it right back. Hadom ro idmai vadai. This tells me that there's no difference between Dmai and Vadai. Rameir holds both, by Dmai and Vadai, don't exchange money for fruits. By Dmai, he says, if you did it, you can do it, but exchange it right back. And by Vadai, don't even do that. And Rabbanon holds, you could exchange money for fruits. Side by Dmai, and side by Vadai, you can exchange money for fruits. So the Gemara concludes, not like Rav Zeiro, and then it's Machlikas, Rameir Rabbanon, can you exchange money by Sashani for fruits? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Yud.